I've never in my life done something so irresponsible in a hotel, okay? Ever. I was ashamed. I was like, I was like, the people underneath are probably getting dripped on. They're going to call somebody. I'm buck ass naked. They're gonna knock on the door.
Ma'am, are you okay?
Yeah, they're gonna think I committed tub suicide or something. I don't know. I was having all these thoughts. I was panicking. Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy. Epic Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tori and Jaden always on the move.
Real talk, real jokes, they got nothing to prove. We in my city for too damn long.
Welcome back, you heathens.
Oh,
you did
drop my water bottle.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Epic Nuggets Podcast. We know y'all ready.
That's my finger guns.
Put those away. This is a weapon-free household.
Is it?
Shit, I don't know.
I think it is.
I mean, I don't know.
Ooh.
All right.
This is Tori. This is Jaden. Another episode of Epic Nuggets. Let's get into it.
Yeah. So I've been saving this story forever. I haven't told a soul. Okay? You don't even know.
Did this happen, like, with you by yourself? Is that what it was?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. Okay, so listen. Okay, so I had to drive to Orlando by myself. Okay, I thought, like, oh, like, easy peasy, like, 6-hour drive. No, it was 9.5 hours to get down there because of traffic, because of dumb people or whatever. So I finally get down there, and I'm like, all right, cool. So I got me a little hotel. I didn't do the whole Airbnb thing because, like, sometimes staying at a house by yourself is just, like, it's Orlando.
It's kind of scary, bro.
Yeah, and I didn't, like, bring a gun or nothing. So I was like, I'm going to just stay in a hotel. It'll be easy. Everything's well lit, you know. I'm not going to be there for very long.
At least there's people around.
That's what I'm saying. Like, somebody, hear me. Yeah.
Help me.
Well, on this one, I was hoping they didn't hear nothing. But anyway. I was like, oh my God. So I get to the hotel and I'm like, all right, cool. So I brought, like, some workout clothes and I hit, like, a little workout. Waiting on my Uber Eats to get there. It's going to be great. I'm going to take me a nice hot shower. And, like, the hot water at the hotels don't really run out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Most of the time, like, it just keeps going. So I was
like, you can turn that shower on and take a 30-minute shit and then get in the shower. And it'll still be hot.
Yeah.
That's the best ever.
Just, it's piping. It's ready.
So
and it's
good.
Just, you're steamed. Everything's
so
open.
Good.
So I was really excited about that. So I was like, all right. As you know,
Oh, I spilled.
Pause.
I do it every time I drink anything. Why am I like this?
Grade A spibbler. Can't be helped. You just can't be helped.
I have a problem.
You do have a problem. But that's okay.
This is a condition at this point.
It's a personality trait.
Oh, look, it came right out. Wow.
Maybe.
Oh, it did.
I would put, like, maybe some baking soda and some water on that later.
You just gotta get it wet and then pull up the coffee. See that?
Oh, wow. I would never trust myself to have a tan couch. This is not my couch, if you've ever wondered. It's Jaden's couch.
I don't know why I thought I was responsible enough to have a freaking tan couch. What?
Mine's
fuck?
Dark green, and let me tell you, we have enough problems with it as is. So.
It's green?
Yeah. Yeah, it's dark green.
I thought it was gray this whole time.
It's pretty dark. It could be anything it wants to be.
It identifies as green.
Whatever day it wants to, you know, it'd be anything. Anyways. Whoa. You about tumped it right over.
You better chill.
I'm chilling. Oh, my God. So I get up there. I done went to the gym at the bottom of the hotel. I go in the room. I'm very excited about my endlessly hot shower that's going to be amazing. I put on some meditative music. I, like, turn the lights down. There's only, like, one little light on in the whole place. So it's, like, very, like... You know, I'm ready.
It's a zen.
It was zen, yeah.
For a hotel.
It was. I was like, this is perfect, you know? And it was pretty late. It was like 10:30 or something like that, yeah. 10 o'clock. So I was like, oh, this is perfect. And then when I get out, I'll eat my food. It's going to be so great. And to top it all off, I was pretty excited because this one had like one of those handicap things in it that you could like, it had like a seat.
Oh, so you could sit.
Yeah, girl. So I pulled down the seat, got my whole little, you know.
In the shower.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. And aimed the thing where I wanted to go. I was so excited. Well, so I do my meditation. It was wonderful. It was great. I felt so good. I was so relaxed. I was walking on clouds when I got out. I was ready to eat my little rice bowl that I got. It had kimchi in it, by the way.
Oh.
I tried. It was so spicy, I was crying.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't
so I pulled it out of
not,
the bowl.
It's not all that spicy.
This one was so spicy. I feel like I got it from such a legit place. But anyway, I digress. I didn't know that at the time. So I was very excited about the bowl. I was going to get out, eat the bowl. I was going to do some podcast editing. And then I was going to hit the hay and do the hair class the next day. I got out of the shower. There was water everywhere.
What do you mean?
Everywhere.
What did you do?
Everywhere.
What did you do?
I started to panic is what I did. I started looking like around and I was like, no, like what happened? I couldn't figure it out. I was so zenned out. I was just like.
Like how deep was the water everywhere? They're
like a solid like half.
Is it getting
inch.
Into like the carpet like when, of the hotel
like,
room?
Like when I got out, it was like splink, 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 like just like everywhere.
And they only give you two towels, bro.
Well, luckily they gave me like three, but there was no way, bro. I got a workout after the workout. Y'all didn't even know. So here I fucking am in the hotel
room. Where's the water coming from?
I think I accidentally left the. But it doesn't make any sense. I still can't make any sense of it. So, like, I think I left the shower curtain like half cracked, and it was just like spraying out. Girl, I looked at the time. I had been in there for an hour and a half.
You may have had some of the shower curtain sticking out and it was hitting the shower curtain and draining into the floor,
dude,
too.
I don't know. Even now, I couldn't troubleshoot it. Like, after it I was
That's
just like,
hilarious.
Like, I just was freaking out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so here I am in my hotel room after I've done a workout. I was thoroughly exhausted and I was very zen after that. But now I'm panicking, trying not to lose my zen. And I'm hungry as shit because it's now like 11:30 at night. I'm so hungry, but I'm like, I have to clean this up. And I'm looking, and I'm looking, and I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, like, I have to get it before it gets to the carpet. Because the way the hotel room was,
I figured.
When you walk in, like most hotel rooms, you enter the hotel room. On the left is the bathroom. Then there's, like, a tile area right after the entrance of the bathroom. There's, like, just a teeny little. They didn't even have a counter. It was, like, a mini fridge and a shelf. And then that's where the end of the lip of the tile quit. And then the rest of it was carpet. And luckily, I'm like, maybe they just know that there's people out here that do. I've never in my life done something so irresponsible
in
a hotel, okay? Ever. I was ashamed. I was like, I was like, the people underneath are probably getting dripped on. They're going to call somebody. I'm buck ass naked. They're gonna knock on the door.
Ma'am, are you okay?
Yeah, they're gonna think I committed tub suicide or something. I don't know. I was having all these thoughts. I was panicking. And so here I am running around buck ass naked with the towel. All right. And I realized very quickly when I put two towels on the floor. This isn't gonna do anything.
Yeah,
it didn't do all nothing.
Right,
and it was just wet. It might as well have been toilet paper. I was like, oh my God. And so, I take the towels and I'm like wringing them in the bathtub and then coming back and getting it and like wringing it. And like, I'm like, no one in their life would put this much effort in this. They would probably just leave it like fucked up. But I cannot do that. Like,
you could have went and asked for more towels,
no,
I guess. But
dude, I would have needed. Like, 30 towels.
Oh my God.
It was so much. It took me 35 minutes of constantly going back and forth to wring all of the water off the floor. It was insane. It was insane. It was
That's
crazy.
So
and I was
funny,
like,
bro.
I'm so ashamed. And yet, like, this feels like something stupid I would do. You know? I was just like, oh my God. I finally got it clean, and then I got in bed, I put my pajamas on, and I was just like, I was already in the shower for an hour and a half, and then I'm just wet and my fingers
exhausted.
And toes. Bro, I was so...
Oh, I bet you were wrinkly.
I was so... You know when you go to put your clothes on, you feel like you're still wet because you're just... Yeah,
you're
like,
saturated.
And so I got in there, got my little bowl, started eating it, ate on some of that kimchi, started crying my eyeballs out because it was hot hilarious. Trying to edit. I was so out of my mind, I finally gave up. I was just like, I can't fucking do this tonight.
You were trying to set all this up so you can relax, and you just ended up putting yourself
I did not relax the whole trip, bro. That's the hour and a half in the shower, just gone after that. I was like, oh my God.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I was like, that might be the dumbest thing I've ever done.
People don't realize, like, or I'll say this, I didn't realize how exhausting it is to travel. Mm. Until like this past year, because I've never like actually traveled, you know what I'm saying?
I don't love it.
And it's different when you're traveling for vacation, when you're traveling to go get shit done. That is a totally different
that was
type
a work
of
trip.
Travel.
That
yeah,
was
yeah.
Like, not for fun.
And let me tell you, like when you travel too, the smallest mistake will end up being a half a day thing.
Half a night.
Like when we went to Austin to compete, we went to Austin, Texas, and I forgot a phone charger.
Oh.
So you're like, well, like,
no problem, just pick one up, Instacart it. No, Instacart.
Bro,
Instacart was a dick in Austin,
bro,
I heard. I heard y'all people with Instacart were fucking around out
y'all
there in Austin.
Y'all are ass in Austin. Oh my God, bro. One, I never want to go back to Austin, Texas ever again. It's just literally trash through and through.
Sean said it was so bad last time. Like, it's completely changed because so many people have, like, moved out there and
it's
just made it
awful.
A shithole.
It is a shithole.
Yeah.
It is a shithole. So, I'm like, cool, like... Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, we'll just
Instacart one.
We'll just grab one. We flew to Austin, so we don't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, my phone is on like 3%. Me and Ryan's phone have like two different imports.
I don't know.
So that's why I was like, I have a block, but like I don't have a charger. Well, I didn't even realize I didn't have a charger until my phone's on 3%. So I'm like, oh, like not a big deal. Yeah, I'll just, like, Instacart something.
Yeah.
Well, instead of me being smart and Instacarting it on Ryan's phone, the one that's not going to die.
No.
I was like, I'll do it on my phone.
Oh, God.
Let me tell you, you don't know who's just getting smacked around by inflation? Austin.
Yeah. You said everything there is, like, crazy expensive compared
to
here.
Dude. It was like $35 for the cheapest, shittiest charger like I've ever seen in my life.
Not even Apple brand or like what or like name
brand
at all.
No, bro, it was $35.
That's whack, bro.
From like it was like from I think it ended up being from like Target or CVS, one of those. It was like $35.
That's
wild. And then we needed toothpaste, like the little travel size of toothpaste, bro. It was $11.
What?
For a travel size of toothpaste,
dude? Who would? What was it, Californians that moved over? Because that's like California.
Yeah, dude.
Is Texas California now?
Dude,
did y'all take that place over?
It was so bad.
That's expensive.
I was like, I was already irritated. And I'm like, oh my God. So I type in the address, put everything in. I'm like, okay, well, at least I got it in there. Like, I have to wait.
Yeah, you got it.
Just have to wait now. So we wait down. We walk downstairs. We wait. We wait. We wait.
Your phone's just dying.
My phone's just dying. They don't sell chargers at the hotel.
What?
They have this little shitty-ass box where you can rent a charger.
No. They have those in Vegas.
For like $3 for 5 minutes or something like that. So like, and it charges super slow. Like, it was expensive.
Of course it does.
It was so expensive.
But you had to because you're waiting on this charger.
I was trying to put it off. Like, I was like, no, bro, I'm not spending that much money to rent a charger.
Always bring a portable charger with you when you travel.
I know, dude. Look,
they make them so tiny now.
And what was so bad about it?
Because you just never know what bullshit is going to pop off. You got to be ready.
Well, and why I felt so dumb is because I was like from like start to about like really the end, I was like, oh, like this is not a big deal.
And sure,
like,
man.
Bro, but Ryan knew. Like, as soon as I was like, oh, I don't have a charger, he was like,
what do you mean?
He was like, bro. And I was like, stop. You're like overreacting. Yeah. It's not a big deal. Like, we always figure stuff out. Like, we'll just get a charger. It's not a big deal.
In any other place.
And he was like, okay.
Oh, no.
And he was like, I'll let you handle it. And I could literally see in his face, he was just like, this is supposed to be a learning experience for you. And it was. And it was trash. It was garbage.
That's awful.
So, like, so the girl says she's pulling up. She's messaging me. Yeah. I have 3%.
Yeah.
The freaking, what's the app? The
Instacart.
The messages are not going through. It's saying delivered and it won't pop up on her phone. So she was like, I think she
asking
knew too.
You, like, questions.
So she like sent me her number.
Okay.
Get a phone call. I have 1%. And she's like, I'm here. I'm outside the hotel. Same hotel. And yeah, she was at a hotel like an hour and a half away.
No.
She's at the wrong hotel. Because my dumbass typed in the hotel and clicked the wrong, that had the wrong address on it.
Because you were in a hurry, because you're at like 3%.
But the street name and everything was the same.
What?
The street name, the number, was all the exact same, but the like little thing at the bottom was different.
Dude, that's so weird. That's so strange.
So you see how I was like confused?
Yeah,
I was,
you were like,
I saw the I checked to make sure it was the same.
Yeah.
But I was only reading the street number and the thing. They were the same. Two separate sides of town, though.
That's wild.
I was like, there's no way you can drive it. She was like, no. Like, this was like 15 minutes from my house. I'm not doing that. And I was like, I understand. And then I was like, seriously? So.
Then you had to do it on Ryan's phone. Did you have to do it all over again?
No. I basically lost like $50, though. I lost like $50. And they ended up having to rent the fucking charger anyways.
Damn.
At the hotel. And then we got a... Oh, and this was another part of the thing that was, like, really stupid. We went to Whole Foods, like, not even an hour before this.
Why didn't you look there? Oh, my God.
Because I didn't know I did not have one.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm gonna help you. We were at Whole Foods getting groceries.
Bro.
We Ubered to Whole Foods and then Ubered home. And then I waited until my phone had 3%.
All right. Bro. You want to know how I got this way where I live off my Apple Notes? Shit like this. So look.
That's what Ryan said.
I have in my Apple Notes
He's
right
like, dude,
now.
Dude, you got to make a list.
I have a standard trip packing list. Like I type trip in the search bar and there she fucking is. And it's got all things like, am I leaving the dogs? There's a list for like, if I got to like give directions to people. If like there's like if my car, if is, are we taking the car? Because then I need to know, did I
That's
get an oil change?
That's the difference, too. Like, I'm not used to flying.
Did I put air
That's
in the tires?
That's the difference, too, for me, I think.
Yeah.
Is because, like, I'm used to, like, having my car, and I'm like, there's something somewhere. And
they're
snacks. I got pads in my glove compartment. I got multiple chargers in my car.
You gotta have that list.
But when you fly, bro,
you're stranded on an island in a way, you know.
You really are.
In a way.
And I'm learning about traveling, dude. I did that.
And it's so hard to pack
light. It took us like 3 hours to get all that situated. I was so mad.
And it was your own fault, though.
It was my fault.
It was your fault.
But I started getting mad because I just felt like I was in a cash guzzling black hole in the middle of the universe. And I just want, that's when you just feel, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to walk down the street and beat somebody up.
Maybe
and take
that's
their
what
shit
Beyonce
from them,
meant.
Bro.
You know, she went to Austin. She was like, bro, this is not Texas. Y'all got it twisted.
But it is a wild, wild west.
Yeah, it was. It was wildly expensive for no reason.
And the quality of everything is just not there, dude.
That's what Sean was saying. Like, it was, like, a massive amount of money for, like, these tiny-ass portions that are, like, were too dry or too, like, it
And everybody has a bad attitude because everybody's broke. So everybody is just angry.
Yeah, sounds terrible. Well, thank you, COVID.
Yeah.
Literally. Moving everything around.
Yeah, so I'm learning about traveling, difficult. Dude. You start making mistakes. You start learning lessons the hard way. On the spot, And you come out. You come out at the end of it a little bit more grown up.
I'm saying, why do you think before we took that Vegas trip, I was like, ChatGPT, what kind of grocery stores they got out there? Are you sure I can buy actual fruits and vegetables? And look, like, because I don't know. You know?
Look, I made some mistakes when we went to Orlando, too.
Yeah.
Just mistakes,
you
bro.
Get used to it, you know? It's one of those things.
Mistakes, where I just forget things.
The phone charger is easy. Because that's generally the last thing you yank out of the wall to pack. That and toothpaste and toothbrush, because you used them, like, right before that. So you got to, like, wait to pack them. So, yeah, you got to get a little checklist. That's why I, like, check. And then when my trip's done, I'll give you another tip. You go to pack your bag up. You use the same thing that was
to make sure you're not leaving anything.
And you uncheck them as you put them in the bag. And that way, it's ready next time you go on your trip.
That's clever.
Mm-hmm. I always use the same one. And it's got, I'm telling you, it's got like, it's a crazy list because you don't need everything on there. It's like, all right, am I taking the dogs? Is it wintertime, summertime? So it's like, do I need crops? Do I need sweaters? It's all on there. But you can clearly see on the not checked stuff that you didn't need that shit. So it's all cool.
Yeah. When we were in Orlando, we like booked this hotel that was like in the middle of this like resort. And it was a long walk to the hotel room. A long walk. Because it's like you have to walk through the whole resort.
Like whole property, yeah.
The whole property. And we walked. Like, we're like, I would like walk all the way to the resort, and I like Ryan was like, "Do you have everything out of the car that you need?" And I was like, "Yeah." We get to the hotel room.
No,
I didn't even bring a shirt.
No, what do you mean? You didn't pack any shirts in your bag?
Not one shirt.
Yo, what are you doing when you pack?
I had my competition clothes though. Like, my rash guard, my shorts that I didn't even need till middle of the day the next day. No shirt.
No shirts.
And no pads. And I was, like, full flow. We went out of our way to go to the store to buy said pads.
They're in the car.
Walked all the way to... It gets worse.
Yeah, because then you need them to walk back to the car.
But it gets worse.
No.
We walk all the way to the hotel room. Don't have pads. Grumble. Murr. I'm like, damn it. I'm like, I'll walk. He's like, no, he's so sweet. He's like, this is a learning experience. Okay, I'll walk with you. So sweet. Most patient man ever in the whole world. We get all the way to the car.
They're not there.
I didn't bring my keys to unlock the car.
Oh my God, dude.
The keys are in the hotel room.
You can't just get, you know, it's what it is.
I'm bleeding down both legs. I don't have a shirt on.
Oh, my God.
Just have a bra. Bleeding down both legs.
You're in Florida?
In Florida.
Thank God.
No.
It's the only place it's acceptable.
But it's hot as balls.
I know. It's the worst. Your thighs are like.
That like, was it. Yeah. I'm like and ruining you, the sweatpants. It's hot.
You're wearing sweatpants?
That's all I had. I didn't bring anything else. I just brought sweatpants and a bra. I don't know why. And my competition clothes.
Bro,
that was all
when
I brought.
I went to Orlando
so
in
we
June.
Had to walk all the way back to the hotel room again. Get the keys. Walk all the way. Bro, it was like a 15-minute walk to the car, bro.
Okay, but like that's also on you guys for picking such a weird-ass place to stay.
No. We just didn't pay enough attention because,
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, but the original room that we got was like on the outside, and the lady acted like we were getting a deal, and she swapped us and was like, oh, well, I'll give you this room. It's in the middle of the resort. But she doesn't realize that we're not here for the resort. So we got like a free breakfast and all this stuff for her swapping the rooms, but she didn't realize that this was actually making our life harder because we weren't there for the resort.
Well, I mean.
And the resort was ghetto.
Well, it was in Florida. And also, okay, so here's the thing though.
The Orlando, I actually really like Orlando. It's not as bad as Texas. Listen, I would pick Orlando over Texas any day of the week. It was really good.
Houston, I mean, I would be okay with that.
Austin, but, I mean. Like, I love Orlando, but.
Yeah, maybe not Austin, but I would go to like Houston or something, like Spring, Texas, something like that. That's crazy though. That's, but I mean, yeah, it is. It's just a learning experience.
Yeah, it's just travel learning for me, and I'm just so frustrated because these are like the dumbest mistakes ever, but they're so inconvenient. And when you drove 8.5 hours and you can't check into your hotel room until super late, and you're having to figure your food out, and then you forget all the stuff. Oh, that was another thing. I didn't even bring pads anyways because I didn't know that I was going to like, that was going to happen.
Bro, friend, you got to stay on your shit. You got to track it. Oh, my God.
Oh, I did. It was right on the day of my calendar. I just didn't look. I have a lot going on in my life all the time.
Me too,
bro,
but listen,
like, I know. These were mistakes.
Listen, you wake up every day, you check that calendar.
The shame.
Because if,
bro,
you're, listen,
talking about shame?
If you're not checking it on the flow times, then you're not checking it on the real important times that you are trying to not have a child.
That man is so patient with me, bro.
Oh, my God.
He's so patient.
Listen, give it another year or two. He ain't walking in the car with you.
No, listen.
He is not walking the car with you. He's going to be like, all right, cool.
But in a year, I'm not going to be making mistakes like that, okay?
Okay,
I'm learning.
We'll see.
I'm learning.
I hope so. Golly.
No, that was awful. I started crying.
That's a lot.
I was crying. Well, we got back to the hotel room. I had to take a second shower because wash the pants out in the sink.
It was nothing to cry over. It was just fucked.
But
just
we were
fucked.
So tired, bro.
Yeah,
we drove 8.5 hours that day. Like,
I get it. I did that drive not all that long ago on that trip that I took. So I feel that. I was like, I'm never driving to Orlando ever again.
I was PMSing. I was tired.
Bro.
My back hurt. I was anxious to compete. Like, the next day, I was nervous.
Yeah.
And then all this stuff. I'm just making mistakes. I wasn't living in the moment, you know?
You were not.
I was living on that competition day in my brain. So, like, I didn't, like, put everything in order to get there, you know? So, yeah, that's
two. You need more lists, and you need to be checking more notes and more apps. That's a lot.
Travel will grow you up, bro.
Yeah, it will. That's, I'm not gonna lie. When I moved out here to Atlanta, I was like, I ain't got nobody to help me no more. I was like, I gotta keep my gas tank full because my dad can't help me if I gotta fill up. Like,
oh,
if something's, you know what I mean? I
You've
gotta
had
go
your car
up to
go
O'Reilly's.
Dead? You've had your car run all the way out of gas on the side of the road. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, not here no more, though. I almost did it a couple weeks ago.
That's scary.
Everybody was at class, too.
Ooh.
So I slid in, man. I slid off this exit so fast. And then the gas station was on the wrong side. And then I had to go, and I had to do a loop-de-loop to get
praying.
To the gas. And my gas tank does this thing where it will go from, like, 13 miles left to zero. It's terrifying.
I'm about to say, I think
Toyota,
the lowest.
Y'all need to change that shit.
The lowest I've got where I could actually see, like, how many miles I have was 6. And that was when I lived in Gulf Shores.
Yeah, I've gone to zero multiple times. But, like, that one was scary because I was on the interstate. And it was going to be getting dark in the next hour or so. Everybody was occupied. No one was going to be able to help me.
Yeah.
It's fine. I could have walked my ass to the gas station. I'm pretty sure I got a thing in my trunk just, like, for emergencies. But also, I was just like, I can't believe you did this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you're like talking shit to yourself.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck were you thinking? You know better. You know not to do this. We've
and
done this before.
You did it anyway.
You remember what happened last time you did this.
That happened to me one time. I ran out of gas right in front of the gas station. I was sitting there, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you feel like a real dummy.
Piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I had a cop pull out behind me one time as my truck died.
No.
And he helped me push he literally stopped.
Aww.
Embarrassed. I had a little beef.
Yeah.
1995 Ford Ranger, bro. That thing was old as hell. And,
That was nice that he helped you, though.
Yeah, well,
kinda.
Yeah, he's kind of creepy too, though, you know?
I don't trust nobody. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't trust nobody.
But, yeah, I know it was nice, but also, it was also weird.
Well,
but,
listen.
But he like, pushed my truck all the way through an intersection.
Oh, shit.
All the way to the gas station. We, like, pushed it together. We just put it in neutral and pushed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he bought my gas and everything, and he was like, don't be doing that anymore. I was like,
okay. Yeah, because it's dangerous. Because
he could have gave me a ticket, like, I think.
Really?
I think so.
Okay, well, I mean, you gotta be careful.
Maybe like not, but maybe. Like, he could have gave me something to really make it stick.
But probably not a ticket, though. I was crying.
I was crying.
Well, like, it's just dangerous for a young woman, like, out here. You can't be, like, breaking down and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, one time, when I was going to hair school, I went to hair school in, like, Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
And I broke down in, like, kind of a sketchy area.
It's so scary. You realize
it's so easy.
You're like, wow, I am not safe in this car anymore.
I was dumb as, like, at 17, though. I just was, like, I just thought everybody was good.
Me, too.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I was just,
Bro, I was real shocked to find out they're not.
Well... You know, the world just makes you jaded after a little while, you know. But, yeah, I pulled off at this gas station, and my radiator had overheated because I had this car that it just kept doing that, you know. And, but I knew what to do, you know. So I had my rags in the back, and I was like, all right, cool, let it cool off, pop the thing, make sure I don't get no green fluid on me, burn my fucking hands off, you know. And put some water in it, you know? But I took my ass in the store and I bought cold water. Which I don't know if you know. You're not supposed to do that. It'll fuck everything up.
The whole system. It'll crack your radiator.
Yeah, and I already had issues. So here I am with like 2 liters of Dasani. Cold as hell. And I'm like unscrewing it. And some dude on a bike rolls up to the gas station on a bike. And he's like, hey, and I was like,
yeah,
you know, and he was like, hey, don't put that cold water in there, you're gonna mess everything up. And I was like, oh shit, yeah, he's right. And I was like, thank you. And I went, got myself some regular lukewarm gallons. He saved me, bro. Yeah, I was like,
but that is like, you know, that is some stranger kindness right there.
On the skirt of some hood, and some dude on a bike was just like, hey, yo. And I was like, much appreciated, kind mister.
That was some kind. He could have tried to rob you and take advantage of you, but instead,
I didn't have no money. Joke would have been on him.
But still.
I rode around with like quarters in my car, damn. Like, you want $5? You have to scrape it out the car.
I remember those days. I used to scrape up change like that and go buy those little packs of tuna, and I would eat half a pack for breakfast and half a pack for lunch.
Bro.
That's all I had. I went through a time like that, dude. I was young. I didn't have nowhere to live. I was house hopping, trying to get my money straight.
Sometimes it was ridiculous.
Like,
I went to hair school, man. That's how I learned, like, I don't know if we ever talked about homeless people before. In my blatant disregard for not fucking with them.
I have some stories.
I don't fuck with homeless people, all right? Is there sympathy there? Yeah, if they're really homeless.
Yeah.
And if they're not completely, like, cracked out.
I have way too many stories.
But,
we'll have to do that on the next one. We could go into all the stories for that.
That's true. But I will tell you this much, and I will end it there, okay? It all began in Pensacola at a Walmart off Creighton. Yeah. I wasn't supposed to go to that Walmart. I knew that. My mom told me that.
Bro,
my grandpa told me that.
I literally have probably a very similar story because I learned that the hard way.
So,
that's how I know what you're talking about.
So I'm there. I went inside to grab, I guess, something. Or I don't know why. I don't know what I was doing. And so I'm pulling out my parking spot. I got to go. And leave, you know, and I gotta go back home. It's like an hour drive. So I'm going to leave. This lady throws herself in front of the car, like hand slapping everything, like on the windshield. And she's like, hey, like, yeah, like crazy lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. She like taps on the window, you know. I rolled it down a crack, you know. I didn't know any damn better,
bro,
you know?
You should have sped the fuck off.
No, I would. Nowadays, I would honk.
Yeah,
I would look her dead in the face.
Get off of my car, bro.
Get the fuck out of here, you crazy bitch.
I'm finna run you over.
You about to learn today.
Yeah, I'm not the one.
How many points we get for
three for sure.
At least. So listen.
3 to 10.
So I rolled my window down a crack and she GTA had this whole story, you know what I'm saying? She's like, me and my kids, we're stranded here.
Whatever,
like,
bro.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You know, I had a heart as a teenager, you know.
You gave
little
her some
more.
Money, bro.
I gave her like $5. I roll up to the gas station. Guess what? That
cigarettes.
Was my last fucking $5. That was my last $5. And I needed gas to get home. So I spend the next 35 minutes clean and change out of my fucking car to get gas to
That's
go home.
That's what I tell people.
And
I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm broke too. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know
I was
what
so
tell you,
petty
bro.
About that $5 for probably even to this day, honestly. I was so pissed. And I knew that lady wasn't even homeless, so it's kind of fucked up, I guess, that the homeless
you felt,
people got the rap
from it. That was peer pressure,
it.
Bro. You got run over.
Bro, I was like, listen.
That was some peer pressure.
Any person that comes at me asking for money, that's what it is. It's not the homelessness, because, like, they're not always homeless. Bro, you come at me, like, I'm out of town, you come at me, like, asking for some money and shit. Like, first off, I don't carry bills. Fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Second off, you're not about to swipe any of my credit cards, because I'm going to cancel them ASAP. Third off, you about to get fucking cracked. You better, like, back the fuck up, like, ASAP. No fucking
right
way. Dude, I don't fucking talk to them. When me and Sean were traveling around, we were at
bro,
a...
Bro, you can't make eye contact.
No.
That's what I've learned. You got a bombastic side
if,
eye.
No,
if you latch on, they're coming towards you. Like, if they see you see
oh, like
them...
like, from afar?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
it depends on how you make eye contact.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, okay, like, even the stuff at the red light. If you, like, pull
oh,
up
no,
at a red
no,
light
no, no,
and
no.
they're standing there...
Nope.
You do not look.
Nope.
And they won't approach
nope.
your car. But if you make even a second, like a second
Dude.
Of eye contact, they're coming. And it's
I
like,
fucked up and got nervous
up.
The other day and waved at somebody. And Sean
no,
was like, what the fuck
why
are you
doing?
Doing?
I was like, I was like, go. Bad.
I know. I was like, what? Ricky bought me that shit. I was really bad. I was like, I'm so sorry.
No.
I didn't know what to do. I got nervous.
Oh,
I'm like, I'm out of habit. I don't work in the city no more. Like, there nothing happens in Canton, Georgia. There's no fucking homeless people. No cracked out
there
people.
There really is not a lot of homeless
no.
people.
There's, like, a shit ton of Mexicans at a gas station waiting to be picked up.
There's
but that's
a few
different.
Around here, but it's not... I don't feel like they're hostile, like...
No. I don't believe they're really homeless, though.
No, I don't
this
think
is Woodstock.
So either.
You didn't walk all the way down
right,
here.
Right, unless they're living
and they're
in the
not
woods.
Out at night. They're never out at night. Well, okay,
there
yeah, there is.
There's some homeless people that walk through these woods
That
back
one
here.
Little camp
mm-hmm.
up here
yes.
by that gas station.
And I know because, like, they've been seen walking through these woods back here.
There's a couple of
Lock
them.
Your doors.
Got a couple of people on drugs.
Lock your doors. Stay safe. Don't talk to homeless people.
Yeah, don't do that shit.
Unless you're the police.
Anyway, with that.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
On to the next.
Yeah. You can find us on the interwebs. Too Honest Tory. You can find Jaden.
Jaden Scrappy.
Yeah.
And you can find Epic Nuggets Podcast.
Yeah. Just look
it's
for
everything.
Us. We're on everything.
Everything.
All right.
So, that's it. That's all.
You ain't got to leave, but you can't stay here because we're done recording.
Too honest, Tory rock, truth bomb steady. Scrappy banging jokes, slice like machete. Truth and laughs more tasty than you're ready. Epic nuggets cooking plates full so heavy.